In New Jersey, a report by a children's advocacy organization is painting a troubling picture of the fate of children under 4 years old who are under the custody of the state. While the state has been credited with improvements in how older children in foster care are protected, it appears that New Jersey is falling short on ensuring the well-being of toddlers in its child protective system. Cecilia Zalkind is executive director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey, which authored the report. She spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.
Our report is actually a brand new report called The Littlest Victims, Protecting Babies from Child Abuse and Neglect. And it looks at what happens to very young children who are under the care of the state child protection system, whether living with family members or, even more important, living in out-of-home placement.
And what are you finding? Can you paint a picture for us of how these children are doing?
Well, on the one hand, very young children from age 3 and younger, so infants and very young toddlers, really comprise the majority of children who are under the care of the state agency and in out-of-home placement. So 25% of children under the care of the Department of Children and Families are 0 to 3, and almost a third, 34%, are in foster care placement. Those are pretty surprising numbers, but even more surprising is the fact that there's very little specific policy or practice devoted to children that young. And we know that their needs are so different from children who are older. We were surprised when we took a look at how the state is handling their cases, providing services to these children and their families. It was disappointing to see that they are not do not get special attention within the child welfare system.
So it looks like there's a marked difference between the state's ability right now to deal with older children in this situation versus younger ones.
Yes, if you look at what we looked at, in fact, was safety assessments. When the state goes out to assess is a child safe from abuse or neglect, we looked at issues like visitation between parents and children when children are in placement, or we looked at caseworker training. Do these workers have attention? It seems that the state has taken, in some ways, a one-size-fits-all approach. And while they talk about thinking about the needs of young children, there's very little direction to state caseworkers in terms of what does that mean, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, a child living in foster care under state guidelines is supposed to visit with their parents once every 2 weeks. Optimally, once a week would be great. But we know that more frequent visitation is much more important for young children. You know, a baby needs to have that interaction with their parent on a more regular basis. But there's no special provisions that say if it's a child in placement, they need to visit more.
Mm-hmm, I see. So I'm assuming you have some recommendations and some things you'd like to see changed.
Yes. First of all, we'd like to see specific training that all workers are required to take that educates them about the higher risk because of the age of these children and also their developmental needs, which are different than children who are even a little older. Would like to see changes in the safety assessment to address young children more directly and changes in the parent-child visitation to require more visitation. And also would like the state to produce data that looks at what are the services to these children more directly. This is an important part of the population under the care of the state, and it's also, we think, the most vulnerable kids. Part of our report was to look at the number of children who died from abuse and neglect. And what we discovered is that if you look over the last 5 years, more than 80% of children who died from abuse or neglect were under the age of 3.
I see. What happens with your report now? Do you anticipate a hearing from the folks in the state and maybe look at this and maybe change their ways?
Well, would be very pleased if the legislature wanted to get involved. You know, I think it would be wonderful to have a legislative hearing to look at are there changes that can be made to legislation to call more attention to young children. There is law called the Out-of-Home Placement Bill of Rights for Children. We'd love to see some changes that address the needs of children 3 and under more directly. But there's also a role for the Department of Children and Families and the courts to play to look at their policy, to look at their regulations, and make sure that there are some special provisions for very young children. for us, it was a bit of a shock to look and see that children did not get that direct attention, young children, as we thought they did. And for us, we're going to continue to look to see if there are other areas for very young children that can be improved. This is such an important point in life. This is when a child's development is the most rapid. We need to make sure that they have all the support and help that they need.
Cecilia Zalkind is Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey. She spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.